Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. I want to talk to you about the radio presenter, James Wheel. James Wheel, who you may know, presents a show on where else but Vaccine Radio itself, aka Talk Radio. So he has his own show over there. Now, I have to declare a degree of interest in this one because I remember a couple of times being on the James Wheel show when I think he was an LBC, if my memory serves me rightly. Anyway, I went on did a couple of interviews with him. He was particularly nasty and aggressive, and he cut me off actually at one point. So I would never go back on a show where the radio host dares to cut off someone who's just talking, as I normally talk with you, hopefully in a reasonable manner, not getting too agitated about anything, unlike Wheel himself, who gets very, very agitated against stuff. So I saw a tweet from James Wheel, which drew my attention, and I wanted to talk to you about it. Let me just read out what he says. He says, "Facts. You lot are so stupid. You need to be insulted to wake you up and realize how dangerous you are, particularly with this new variant. But then, of course, you will interpret facts from strange sites on the internet. Good luck." So that was it. That was the voice of reason. That was one of the many voices on Vaccine Radio, essentially saying that all of us who challenge the narrative are stupid, and that what we're doing is we're trolling the internet and we're finding obscure sites and we're using that to construct our arguments. That's what James is saying. And of course, he's lying through his teeth. For example, one of my sources for data is the British yellow card system, which is run essentially by the UK government, James. So my source is the British government, James. Is that what you classify as strange sites on the internet? Because when I go to the yellow card site and look at the information, it's really quite scary, James Wheel, because I can see by, for example, manufacturer, the adverse reactions. I can see, for example, that 1,122 people, James Wheel, have died. Is that stupid? Have died having had the vaccine from AstraZeneca. I can see 19 have died having had the Moderna. I can see 611 have died having Pfizer. In fact, I can see, James Wheel, there's been a total of 1,784 fatalities post-vaccination. And don't come at me with, but they could have died of anything. No, they died specifically. It was reported in as a post-vaccine death. Now, what people like Wheel and the rest of them then try to do is to try to demean the yellow card system itself, which is actually the same fundamentally as the VAERS system in the States, whereby, you know, most of these fatalities will have been recorded by doctors, not just some rando on the street phoning something in. Most of them, not all of them, but most of them will have had a degree or potentially a nurse. So I would take these as a pretty accurate measure. In fact, when we look at the total number of adverse reactions to these vaccines, we see a staggering figure. We see a figure which is in the, 1 million, just 1.25 million. That's basically what we see. I mean, that is a huge number, absolutely huge number. And furthermore, James Wheel, when we go to the yellow card site, we can break it down. We can see, for example, all kinds of reactions that people have had. We have blood loss, anemias, hypochromic anemias. We can see bleeding tendencies, quite a lot of them. We can see suspected hemorrhages, James Wheel. We can see, and then when it comes to abnormal clotting factors, we see issues there. We can see hypercoagulation. We see all these things. As we scroll down, using facts, not just information gathered from the obscure quarters of the internet. We can see, for example, almost 5,000 plus people, 5,000 people approximately, have had lymphatic system disorders. Got that, James Wheel? Lymphatic system disorders. Is that all super duper normal? Is that all? Is that okay? You think that's fine, do you? And so it goes. I mean, so you can delve into this, folks, at your own pleasure. But it is scary. Like, if you look at some of the, for example, there's thrombocytopenias. 7 people have died from that. 879 people have had it. So you can see, I mean, the deuce. And then maybe we should get to the cardiac one, shall we? James Whale, shall we look at cardiac? Cardiac disorders, 79, including one death. Thrombosis. It's all there. It's all there. Palpitations of the heart, 5,378 of those, James Whale. Is this your idea of something that's completely safe? Is this all normal in your or and this is the point, actually, let's just get to the point in this. People like James Whale and the rest of his associates in talk radio, aka vaccine radio, they keep pushing the jabs and they keep trying to pretend, well, the jabs are safe. So, you know, we can discuss, we're allowed to discuss potential lockdown scenarios and impositions such as restrictions. We can talk about that, but we mustn't talk about the vaccines. Why can't we talk about the vaccines? The yellow card data is there. It's in black and white. It's the government's own information that we quote. So if the government's own information is selling a story that the jacks of James Wild and the other cucks on talk radio don't like, well, that's tough. I mean, I don't care that they find it uncomfortable. But to then say, oh, no, this is just, this is a conspiracy theories. This is tinfoil hat wearers, you know, in their mom's bedroom, looking up obscurest sites and then pulling all this together. No, no, James Whale. No, Julia Hartley Brewer. No, James Max. We are actually studying the empirical data provided through the government's own yellow card system. And remember, this system essentially is potentially underestimates the number of negative reactions. So that figure, for example, could be 1/10 of the actual figure. So in other words, it's conceivable that there may have been as many as 10 million reactions and there may have been as many as 10,000 deaths. We don't know because, of course, a lot of people die and nothing's reported and that's it. And they're buried or they're burnt and that's the end of the day. So, I just find the likes of James Whale and these individuals so repulsive. These are the individuals, had they been alive in the 1930s, I think we can safely say we know exactly whose side they would have been all on. At the end of the day, COVID has revealed many hard truths. Thanks for listening.